I wonder, what is in the name? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I wonder what is in a name. Now, we have lots of names, for instance, of our monks, and we all sit around the table, and when it's our day, then all of a sudden we're getting all sorts of telephone calls. Well, today is Ellen's day. We should call it Ellen's Day. And it's a day where the telephone rang and rang and rang this morning for her with all of her international calls. And then, just before lunch, it was continually ringing, and the international calls stopped, and the local calls, well, the interstate calls, started coming in. And then I finally got her computer operating again so that she would be back on her internet and back on her email. And then a flood of emails came through saying, "Happy birthday, Ellen, happy birthday, Ellen, happy birthday, Ellen. You know, you have changed our life. You have made our life into a monument of peace and love and joy. And I am independently wealthy. I'm so rich, I just don't know what to do with all my money. And I've got so many friends, I don't know what to do with them. And I have so many blessings in my life, and all because of you, Ellen. And so I wish you a happy birthday and many, many happy returns." Now, all morning long it was going like this. Even at lunchtime, we sit down here at lunch, and who calls but some of our students from Switzerland? And Ellen picks up the phone and says, "Hello." And they say, sing happy birthday to her. And they talk to her for a good 15, 20 minutes and just tell her all about how wonderful she is and what a mark she's made in their life. And also that tomorrow they're leaving for the Canary Islands for the normal Swiss vacation, you know, 1 week between 2 days work, you know. And so they'll be down there having a ball, looking at the ocean from the top of their penthouse apartment. You know, they can afford these things. These Swiss are, oh, rich, 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 I tell you. We really should know more Swiss people. They're very, and very generous. They're always donating very abundantly to the University of Healing. So it allows Ellen to take her international cruises that she likes so much. And wouldn't it be something if somebody would send her a ticket, or a ticket for two even, or three or four, or however many of us there, for a cruise on the Queen Mary II, you know, or some big, wonderful cruise ship. We were reading in Norway, isn't it, that they make all of the cruise ships, all the major cruise ships are made in Norway by this one company. And they make all the big cruise ships, everything that's big. And they showed pictures of it and so forth. And Ellen says, yeah, any one of those would be acceptable. So she's putting out her feelers and she's putting out her preparation. And if you ever ask Ellen and say, "Ellen, this evening at 5 o'clock, and now it's 3 in the afternoon, this evening at 5 o'clock, you catch your cab, or the you got to get down and get your on the boat." And, and Ellen would say, "I'm going right now. I don't care about clothes. I'll buy them on the boat." Or whatever, you know. But, for her to, she always has a suitcase under her bed. It's always filled with duplicate clothes that she dearly loves, and whenever she is called upon to go anywhere, she doesn't worry or is not frustrated or anything. She reaches under the bed and pulls out that suitcase that is always fresh and nicely packed, and, you know, beautiful deodorant in it and everything else to make it smell good. So, I mean, she's just a luxurious lady. And it has her computers in it, and it has her extra. She always gets spares of everything. And it's quite a nice way to go. You know, she's called, she's a Boy Scout. The Boy Scout motto is always be prepared. Always ready to go. And, you know, what would happen if Ellen really did do that, if she really had that suitcase under her bed ready to go, what would happen?
The ticket would come.
What?
The ticket is also there.
Well, not only that, but she would be asked to go often.
Oh, God, then if it's done, I will pack my suitcase.
Well, I go and go and get a suitcase from the
well, you have your things ready to go, and then you will be called.
Okay.
Don't you know, Sylvia, if you...
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. If you fill your suitcase, you will go. The invitations will come. If you fill your suitcase, the invitations will come. But this is not really a joke, because this is a truism. This is a principle. If you are prepared and ready to go, you're invited. But people who are not prepared, who don't expect to go...
Always.
That's a joke. She says always. Now,
I'm always ready, I said.
No, you aren't.
I am.
No, I looked under your bed.
That was the wrong bed you looked
under. Oh, in the guest room, I should have looked.
You went under Martino's bed.
Oh.
Great.
But this is true. Now, and you see, Ellen jokingly says these things, you know, that she really likes this, that she really wants this. But now, let's just see. Next weekend, let's ask Ellen, can we come down and see your suitcase?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to open it, but can we see it?
Yes.
And Ellen says, sure.
Okay.
But you see...
We're going shopping tomorrow.
Be prepared, be prepared. Now, what are you going in town for tomorrow?
For shopping for the boat, for the cruise.
For the cruise?
Going on the cruise, going shopping for nice dresses.
Yeah, sun cream, sunglasses, a bathing suit.
Bathing suit.
Bathing suit, thank you.
My evening dress.
Oh, there you go.
Well, this will be most interesting. If I see you come home with even a few of those items, I will be very, very pleased.
Oh, there you go.
We can buy the sun lotion.
Even a few of the items. And what kind of a suitcase would you have on your luxury liner? What kind of suitcase would you take along? Some old rattle-tattle thing that we have around here?
Oh, no. The latest bought just recently.
You bought it?
Nice.
You bought it?
Mm-hmm.
Have I seen it?
Yeah, you have used it because you liked it so much.
I liked it. Oh, you mean that nice one that I took to
INTA? Yes.
Yeah? Okay, good. But, you see, you bought it. If you buy it, I will be invited places.
Oh, you want to come too?
Well, if there was a ticket to go on a cruise and it had my name on it, or it was, I could use it, you would be sure I would use it.
All right. Now I know.
But the thing is, I wouldn't want to cramp your style.
Huh? What do you mean with that?
Cramp your style? who wants to go on a date with their boyfriend and have their father come along?
Oh, no.
That's cramping your style.
Oh, golly. What do you think what I have in mind going on the cruise?
Oh, no, no, no. It has nothing to do with it. It just means that when you stand in the grocery line at the grocery store and you talk to the little children, if any of us were around consciously, your style would be cramped. But because you are independent,
hello,
unique, you're just not known by them or not known by, you're just yourself, that glorious, fabulous, outgoing lady, you know what I mean? Now, you see, and the minute somebody comes around, and if someone were to say to you, oh, you really know how to manipulate the children, don't you? It would cut you off at the quick. It'd cramp your style. Because you're not manipulating the children, you're falling in love with them for yourself. You're not trying to get them to do something. You're just delighting in what they're doing because you're seeing them doing something super. Now, to cramp your style is any time anyone misconstrues But of course, it had to happen in you first. But anytime anyone misconstrues what you're doing or why you're doing it, you know. And when there's a man sitting in the park and the children all want to circle around him and he reads to them and tells them fairy tales, is this man a child molester? Is he a terrible person or something? No. He is just a person who is reading to the children because he loves to do this. Now, someone can come along and misconstrue it if in somebody's mind that exists. And it might even start in the man's mind. I've got to be careful that I don't want to have people misunderstand what I'm doing. If you understand what you're doing, nobody will misunderstand what you're doing, you know? If you are doing everything on the most positive, dynamic, vital basis, everyone will understand it on a positive, dynamic basis. And we have to really understand that. So, think about these things. And Ellen?
Yes?
It'd be fun if you had a birthday every day. I'd have such interesting things to talk about. Now, Ellen?
Yes?
My next talk is going to be following seeing under your bed. And looking at the dust and the things that have blown under there. Yes. Oh, you have the dog go under there regularly. He cleans it up for you, doesn't he? Yeah. But I'm going to wonder where she has the suitcase. Does it fit under her bed, you know? Or do you have to raise her bed a little bit? And is she going to have anything in the suitcase, or is it just going to be there ready to be filled? And because, you know, you have a lot of basic things that you would take on a trip that you would never wear otherwise. So put them in your suitcase. They'd be ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I always have an extra shaving kit, you know. I'm talking about myself right
yes,
now. You know.
Yes.
I have an extra shaving kit.
So you can shave.
Yeah, shave my head. Yeah, I do that every once in a while just for the hell of it, you know. It's kind of different. And it's really feels nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might want to run your hand over it and feel it. It's a little fuzzy because I don't shave it down within a gnat's eyebrow of the hairs, but it's good. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's fun. Be yourself and have fun. Now you?
Yes. Go and pack your suitcase.
Is it done?
Of course.
You know what you can put in there?
Yeah.
What are you going to put in there?
I will not tell you.
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Okay. So, lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Realize that you're the master of yourself. And realize that this is what birthdays are all about. It's having fun and laughing and joking. Mm-hmm. And
dreaming.
Huh?
That's right.
And dreaming, yes, and dreaming. But it's not so much dreaming as it is doing.
Living it already.
Living it already. Mm-hmm. I tried to keep it in the early part of the alphabet, doing the, you know, and you wouldn't put living, you know, later in the alphabet, but that's okay. So dream it, live it, do it, and enjoy it, and remember, invite me to go too.
Invite them.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye bye.